Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, a single mother of five made history on Election Day, becoming the first third-party candidate to snag an at-large seat on Philadelphia City Council since the city created a minority party system. And she's the newsmaker on this weekend's Flashpoint with KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg.
Kendra Brooks is still basking in her Election Day win.
Saying we're going to make history and actually making history is an amazing feeling.
The community organizer is one of four new faces of city council, but the only one to use non-traditional means to earn her seat. That is, she ran as an independent and knocked off a minority party member of city council. She says the key was grassroots door knocking and voter education.
You explain to them, like, by voting straight ticket, Republicans just get in. They don't really have to run for their seats. And people were really impressed with that message. And it resonated, and they continued to share it.
Brooks raised more than $140,000, more than any other minority party candidate, and most came from small individual donations, which helped her get more than 56,000 votes.
And our goal was only 40,000, so we exceeded our goal.
More on why she decided to run in her next steps. Plus, Pennsylvania voted for Marcy's Law, but a lawsuit stands in the way. This Saturday night at 9:30 and Sunday morning at 8:30 on Flashpoint. Cherry Gregg, KYW News Radio.